I guess another club, which is another one. My oldest daughter became engaged last night.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
Thank you. So all of us should share many simchas. Okay, we're going to start this year. Yeah. Shua Levinson had, maybe Shua Levinson had a grandson. A grandson as well. The mother talks about Shua. To him and all the family. Okay, so let's get some further developments in Shittas Rashi. Last week we discussed, this is our Choshen Mishpat here. So last week we discussed this Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, what's the ramification? Do we listen to Rashi's opinion, which seems to be a Chiddush? What exactly was Rashi's opinion? Let's repeat it. Rashi said, Aliba to Rashi, Smashmashimat, Ha Chachas, Shaoch, Osa, Nismach, Hintachina, Potu. That. Yes, it's difficult to get hit. Rashi says that if the animal of Reuben consumes Shimon's vegetable patch while still developing, and therefore it regrows, and it regrows to state that it's as if nothing happens, and it recovers to its original state of what it would have been, then you're not so going to Rashi, because we look at the big picture. The big picture, did you make a hole in his pockets during the process of damaging? No, my action of damaging did not make a hole in his pockets, because he had $200. He still got $200. At Rashi's, Tosfos argues, Mashalim Ba'avah Kolapeh Sh'och, he said, we don't care about what you did. You took $20 away of food at the time when it was developing, you owe $20. Want to know whether we hold like Rashi? It seems to be from the tumors we saw last week, which was discussing the fire, and that destroyed the apartment, and he's got insurance. We said that somebody burns down someone's house through negligence, then it's usually considered a claim of payment for that due to a mazik of age. But is it called damages? Because it's going insurance. It seems to be the psak halacha that it's not called damages because of Rashi's shitta. Because as you're burning, there's no loss in your pocket because there's already insurance policy putting the money, keeping the money in your pocket or putting the money back in your pocket as you're burning. So therefore, there's no moment of time when there's a hole in your pocket. And therefore, it's a machlokas. So according to Tosfos, you still need to pay Rashi. He says you don't need to pay. Cease to be your pot in that case according to the posting. So we relate to Rashi. So now we'll go back to our case of the stamp. And we'll know whether we will say the same thing as we did by the burning of the house. Will we say the same thing by the stamp? The stamp case, we know the person has two stamps, each of them worth $100,000, and one of them got destroyed by the cup of coffee. Okay? So you would think he has to pay at the Ottoman Mazik, he knocked over the cup of coffee, you have to pay damages for that type of damage. What you did, you destroyed something of $100,000, you pay $100,000. Well, no, not so clear, because now there's only one stamp left in the world and it's worth $500,000. Yeah? So therefore, wow, now I want to protect the guy, the presenter, who's advertising these stamps from paying $100,000. I want to protect him using the Rashi card. Rashi card saying, if as you're damaging, then there's no hole in your pocket, so therefore, you should need to pay. So he says you do, but Rashi says you don't. And we would already say relate to Rashi by the fire case. Let's say the same thing by the stamp. That he's pouring the coffee over the $100,000 stamp, there's no loss of $100,000 in his pocket because the other stamp is going up in price, and there was no moment in time where his pocket is losing. So that's what we want to relate to Rashi. So we gave you 2 weeks. We didn't have a shiur last week on Choshen Mishpat. We gave you 2 weeks to think about whether it's applicable to say Rashi by the stamp case. So, do you see any differences, no differences, or, yeah, let's hear what you're going to say. Go, you sure? Okay. Well, okay. I understand. So you're making a difference between the house, which is just one item, and there's insurance coverage over there. And this, we've got the stamp, and there's another stamp over there. So, okay. So let me sharpen the question a bit of what I'm asking and say that the question is not let's compare it to the fire case. Let's compare it to what Rashi was actually talking about. Rashi was actually talking about a case where a Reuven's cow came along, saw a nice vegetable patch in its beginning development stage, and consumed it. And then after that, it grew again to the same status as it was always going to grow before. So it destroyed something that was worth $20. It was potentially going to be $100, and it came back to being $100. So therefore, now it's not like the fire case, it's more like the fire case. It's two items. You consumed one item, and you got repaid, so to speak, or stop getting damaged from another item. So similarly, maybe you should say from here that this stamp got destroyed, but you got repaid or stopped being damaged by the other stamp. So we want to know more of a direct question. Is the stamp case comparable to the vegetable patch case? That's more of the one we have to focus on, the similarity. Okay. So, if we can't answer at this stage, let's move to the next Maramokamus, and maybe that will open up things for people to think. So Joseph, why did Joseph not like Rashi? Okay, Joseph obviously has a reason why Rashi. So we don't have to follow Joseph's, we just have to answer Joseph's problem. If you want to go with Rashi, if you want to defend Rashi, if you want to relate to Rashi, Joseph's got a question. We have to answer his question. So how Rashi would answer his question? So let's look at Joseph's question and try and work out how Rashi would answer it. Pirush HaKutuv, Joseph's question like this. Shachas also this man. Yeah, it consumes a vegetable patch as it is growing, developing. And it's going to recover to the same levels. So Rashi said, you only pay, look at the killer. Oh, you only pay if it doesn't recover to its original level. So it was going to grow $100 worth, and because of the consumption, it recovers, but only doesn't recover to $100, recovers to $90, so then you pay. Rashi said, you pay, because it didn't recover. So everyone would die, that if it would recover to the original what was going to be, $100, and Rashi would say you're off the hook. Rashi's only going to say you're paying because it didn't get to the original value. It was growing and developing, it would have got to $100, comes along, the animal ate the vegetable patch as it in early stages, and it only eventually recovered and grew to $90. That's the Rashi says you pay, because there's a difference. You pay the difference. But, everyone's with that from Rashi, and that's why Tosis got it, and everyone said, but if you would recover $100, you offer more. So this is the question. How can you say if it would grow to the original status of $100, you're off the hook? Hamekalikana. The animal has consumed something worth $20. Shagam habadim hayachlin lekatsa, which the owner of the vegetable patch could have had as well. Which means, how much value is potentially out there for the owner? How much value is it? 120. And how much did the owner get at the end of the day? Because it recovered to the original value. Well, how much did it recover to? 100. So hold on. Did he make a loss? Did he not make a loss? So Tosafot said, how can you say if it just grows to the $100, you don't need to pay because nothing was lost? You lost the $20, which the animal ate. The animal ate $20, which the owner himself could have had. So that's Tosafot's question on Rashi. Why is Rashi always focusing It was going to be $100, and it's still $100. Well, okay. So just, okay, that's okay. But what about the $20 which the animal actually ate, which the owner could have had, which he can't have now, because you had it? He's lost $20. That goes to the question. So now, it's a good question. So now, the question that we need to look, we do relate to Rashi. I mean, we don't throw him out. We relate to Rashi, we use him, we posit him in using Rashi in the scenarios. So, it means we have to answer this question. So how's Rashi going to answer this question? Let's remember this, he suggests first. How's
it? Realization. You don't know. I promise you that. If you have a normal crop, this crop will become to 100 points. Right?
Yeah.
In some scenarios, because you've got the nipples, in one case, they still got to 100. But we have to wait in tons. But in another case, you've got 90. Or, of course, you've got the nipples. The crop grew. And it matures 3 weeks later than there was mature. Which time the market value, because he couldn't get his market quick enough, he couldn't get his $100. He got it based on when there was more on the market to have the price down. So we're talking of realization here. Because you seem to be saying, the cow only wants it, ate, got benefit of $20 well. But my question is, are we talking at the time of the damage? Are we talking about the whole span?
Okay, so simply, according to Tosis who's asking the question, says, look, I just look at the ends and look and make a calculation of figures. No rule. According to Tosis' question, how's Tosis asking his question? Tosis asks the question, look, you're a figure guy, Rashi. You just go with figure and pockets and like, so let's look at the whole, let's have the whole story. Watch the story unfold. And then at the end, we'll analyze everything. So now let's analyze everything. So analyze everything. The guy, the owner, could have had $120. And the license now has only got $100. So therefore, you did lose a loss. He did lose $20. So why are you rushing for letting him off the hook? That's just his way of thinking. Now, so Rashi, that's the deal. Rashi says it's only because it didn't get to its original end result of 100, he got only to 90, that's why he paid. I mean, if he would have got to 100, he'd have lost. So Tosin said no, because even when he's 100, he's still lost. That's how Tosin is looking at it. Yeah. So what's Mr. Goffman wants to suggest as a possible answer? Okay.
So from this point of view, this point caused him not level his
So I'm going to repeat what Goffman said. It's a very accurate way of looking at this. So how does Rashi answer this question? Very good question, Rashi. Mr. Goffman said it very precisely, very good. I hardly need to even explain it if you would hear it. So of some people didn't hear it, so I'm going to repeat it. And really, it's not Mr. Goffman or Rashi who's coming to defend Rashi himself. It's the Rashba. There's a Rashba who comes to defend Rashi. Rashba comes to answer Tosa's question against Rashi and says, this is how Rashi answers Tosa's question. Number three on Amar Makomas, this is how the Rashba answers Rashi's, the question of this. He says, the Sachas, Lo Mekali Kadna, Kol Shazora Lutuwa. Tosa's question doesn't start because that vegetable which was eaten at its early stage, at $20 value stage, is nothing to do with the owner, because he would never have himself consumed it at that stage, because he himself planted the thing in order to just let it grow, develop, and get to the $100. He would never, in his right mind, let his cow eat the $20 at that stage, and then rejuvenate and hope it gets to the $100. So therefore, since the owner How much money, when he planted this field, how much money was he expecting? How much was the potential? How much was he going to get out of this field? How much was he going to get? Only $100. Because he just had to vote and get to the $100. Now what happened? Someone's cow came in, ate something at an early stage when it's worth $20. It, Baruch Hashem, rejuvenated. Not only that, rejuvenated to the $100. So how much did he lose? Did he lose 120 because he got the $100 plus the 20 which was eaten by somebody else's cow? Or did he only lose 100? He only lost 100. How much did he got back? 100. So therefore, he didn't lose anything. That's Rashi. So Enoch and Nami Rashi saying the cow at $20, which the owner himself could have. And then you could maybe make a claim, hey, you give me 100, but you didn't give me the 20 which you had. But he says, you will never need this. You have never done that. You will never actualize that $20. So how can you say that's a loss in your pockets? It's not a loss in your pockets. You never would have had it in your pockets. And that's what it means to Zohar Latzvur. Let's do piecemeal, start with a bit, let it be eaten, and then you've got to do such things. And therefore, So therefore, according to Rashi, if you're going to pay, you're going to pay according to the pocket money lost in your pockets, which he would have had. But don't call Rashi paper dress. We're not interested in what the animal ate. I'm at $20. But that $20 you would never have because you would never let your cows eat at that stage. Therefore, that's why Rashi lets you off. That's how the Rashi answers those questions. Okay. Questions, Mr. Warren. Okay, so Mr. Wellings wants to add a very good point. There's an easy answer. Let's make the owner of the crop make a claim. Okay, you don't owe me for damage. Suppose you took $100 away, you gave me back $100, fine. I didn't have that $20. But says the owner of the field, you, the miser, you ate $20, your cow ate $20 worth of produce, so you got benefits. I'm not making claim damages, I'm making a claim of benefits against you. So take benefits that your cow got. So this is a simple answer to that. Can you make a claim of benefits or not? When can you make a claim that you owe me money for benefiting from something that's mine? When can you make such a claim? It's sort of. When can you make a claim? You took hana and you need to pay me for that hana. When can you say such a claim?
I can not.
There's a very good Mr. Wellings and Mr. Goffman and Mr. Leshen have complimented and explained what they said. You can't make a claim for benefits because there's a rule there that I tell the expression of the bar that only when that his hana, which is good, took away from the person. You got hana, you took it away from him. But if you get hana without affecting him at all, then the person who was not affected can't say you pay me for the hana. Because that's the rule of the hana. Yeah, the logic behind that is because the hana which he took obviously has got nothing to do with you, because if it's to do with you, why didn't you lose? Okay, she didn't lose, it's nothing to do with you. Mina Shemai, therefore you can't claim, you're not bound on their fate. So therefore, there's no claim of damages, because you're never going to get that $20 yourself. And there's no claim of benefit, because you've got benefit to you. So, the Rashi's off the hook. But now, if that's the whole pishat of Rashi, then he's saying, you can't get it, the cow owner, for the $20 which was eaten at the early stage, because the owner would have never got that $20, and that's the reason why he would never have got the $20, he would never have, and that's the reason. Now let's analyze the stamp. Let's analyze the stamp. Stamp. What's gonna be with the stamp? You got two stamps there. Each one worth $100,000. Comes along the cup of coffee of the presenter and destroys the $100,000. And at the same time, uplifts the value of the remaining stamp and simultaneously to $500,000. Okay. Do we have Rashi over here to say, Mr. Presenter, you don't need to pay because his pocket never lost? Do we have such a Rashi over here or not? Not at all. Now, Rav, you're shaking your head. Explain why you think Rashi's not.
Never realized. Never realized the value of the second snack goes up, but he has
okay, but it's in the auction. It's auction. He gets it. Yes. So in theory, you can say, look, before the damage took place, there was the potential value which was going to be actualized in the auction of 200,000. And the other day, he never lost that 200,000 because when the auction came, he got 500,000, so he never lost anything in his pocket. So that's like the claims related to Rashi. But now we understand Rashi in trying to answer the Tosfos question against Rashi. Can we now say the stamp case is therefore more problematic even than Rashi's case? What did Rashi, let me give you a clue. What did Rashi say the reason why the cow doesn't pay for the $20 of vegetable patch when it's young? Why did Rashi say that? Because he never planned having that $20. Okay. So by the stamp, the $100,000 stamp, which is on the table, did he ever plan on getting the $100,000 out of that stamp? Yes. So therefore, that's what was destined for. This stamp, which is on the table where the coffee's on, he was going to take that stamp in 2 days' time, be auctioned off for 100,000. As it is, not going to let it grow and develop and anything. And what you did is have the toffee, which is like the cow, coming along and consuming that stamp in this stage. And the only defense, Rashi said, for not paying the $20 was he was never going to get the $20. Can you say those words? He was never going to get the 100,000 out of that stamp? You can't say those words. So therefore, even according to Rashi, the presenter is going to be higher for the 100,000. Because Rashi only lets you off the $20 of the early stage because he was never going to, he wasn't interested in it. He was never going to have it. You can't say that for the stamp. That's what it was in the auction for. 100,000 out of this stamp. Okay. So now, according to this, the stamp should be higher, $100, $1,000. Look at that, Alma. Okay. So let's see a pesach from Yavi Yitzchak Zilberstein on this case. And he's... Okay. We're not talking about men. Money is either. You can't have both. Money or men. Yes. Money is a bit, it negates the horror to people not to behave properly. Now hear what Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein's story is, even after what we all said. Listen to his story, which he throws out of me. And I'm willing for you to argue with his objection. Fine, you can argue with his objection. It's a story. Number four. Let's see what he says about it. Shavavul Nadir, when you have a very rare stamp, Hamechir, the price, the value of that stamp, Mukav Mishnei Chalakim. It's really made, it's combined of two different aspects that make it expensive. A unusual stamp, a rare stamp, is expensive because of two factors that make up its price. Echad, hashovi amiti shalabu. Firstly, the intrinsic value of the stamp. It says 2 shekel on the stamp. The intrinsic value of the stamp is 2 shekel. Base, what's the second thing that makes the price go up? But now it's worth $1,000, or $100,000 in our case, because of it being rare. So there's intrinsic value, and then there's value because, oh, it's so rare. There's people rushing after it, and they push up the value to 100,000. Okay. Two different measurements of the thing. Now, when you damage such a stamp, how are we going to relate to how much you're going to pay? Do we relate to in only, look, I damage, it says 2 shekel on the stamp. It says 2 shekel on the stamp. That means the stamp is intrinsically worth 2 shekel. I pour the coffee on 2 shekels, I'm fine, I'll give you 2 shekels. Or do we say, no, okay, that's intrinsic value. But there's a market out there that says we would pay you for such a stamp 100,000. So what the Mazik obviously wants to say, forget about the markets, just look at the intrinsic value. And then the Nizik wants to say, no, look at the markets. So what do we do as Halacha and Shulchan Aruch? What do? We only look at intrinsic value, or we look at the market to value how much you have damaged. What do? You look at the market. But of course you look at the market, that's the positive start. But if you're looking at the market, it has a different effect if you're looking at its intrinsic value. If it is intrinsic value, there's a different way of analyzing what happens. So if you look at its market value, then it's a different way altogether. By market value, by definition, let me stress this, market value, does that mean this is intrinsically worth 100,000?
No.
So why are people paying 100? How does he get 100,000 if it's really worth 2 shekels? So how's he getting 100,000?
Rarity,
okay. Rarity is not something intrinsic to the stamp. It's not something intrinsic to the stamp, okay. So, when somebody owns a rare stamp, does he own one item, or does he own 2 items? Does he own one item, or does he own 2 items? When he owns a rare stamp, does he own one item, or does he own 2 items? One or two. So, everyone says one. Everyone says one, except for Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov, explain why is it two. I'm more inclined to agree with Rabbi Yaakov. Okay. Okay. So let me explain what Rabbi Yaakov is saying, and maybe we'll change the words a bit, yeah? Of my original statement to one or two. He says, you've got one stamp. Correct, you've got one stamp. You can't get around the fact you've got one stamp. But it has 2 uses. It has its designed intrinsic use to put on a letter, which is worth 2 shekels. And it has a use called nothing to do with its design. It's made to wave it around, pass it around, entice people, and make a fanfare out of it. And that's worth 100,000 of its rarity. Nothing to do with the stamp. Yeah. So therefore, I can either use the stamp for its use, or use the stamp to be able to make money. But it's not its use. I just have a way of getting money out of people's pockets by waving around the stamp, but it's not the actual stamp using the stamp. Using the stamp is only 2 shekels. I can use the stamp and get 2 shekels out of it, or not use the stamp. Use the stamp to entice people to give me 100,000 shekels. But that's not using the stamp. So therefore, when the Mazik damages it, of course he has to pay what he lost. He lost 100,000 shekels. But it's a different way of analyzing now what, how you look at it. Let us read his words and base, and you understand how it is. Says it. Mazik chayv the son. The damages have to pay. Rak ma shelokim mabam. Only what he takes from the owner. It's a chayfetz, of course, the intrinsic value. Versus that's its intrinsic value of fulfillment. That's disappeared. It was, he had a 2 shekel stamp, but he used it for envelope, for its use of 2 shekels, and then now doesn't exist, it's all finished. Okay, that gets into short after me. Abu Etashobi, But the value of Nehan Nadiris, because of its rarity, and therefore it saves it around, and in times which you get the 100,000, nothing to do with the stack, but just because you, you're making them think to give you 100,000, nothing to do with the stack. Yeah? So it says, show them, it's not the actual intrinsic value of the stack. And then, Chai, the Shabbat, that you will only be required to pay, I see the moment, if you, the owner of that stack, lost the ability to get money. Did you lose ability to get transaction? Did you lose ability to get money through his action?
No.
Before you pour the coffee on, how much money could he have got out of the two stamps? How much money could he have got out of the two stamps? Now, when you destroy one stamp, how much money can he get now? 500,000. So therefore, have you damaged his ability to get money? Have you damaged his ability to get money? No, you haven't damaged his ability to get money. So when you make a claim, you damaged my ability. You didn't damage my ability. I didn't damage your ability. Your ability hasn't changed. If anything's gone up more. Yeah? You can now, you still can make a claim. You can forget that ability. But it's the stamp. You destroyed the stamp. Yeah, but how much is the intrinsic stamp worth? 2 shekels? 2 shekels? Okay, I'll give you 2 shekels. The presenter will give out in 2 shekels. No problem. With a smile. I'll give you 2 shekels. Okay. So therefore, Shalom is the bomb. He didn't make him lose ability to money. So all of us show, because the second stamp came with up and his ability has increased. So ability hasn't damaged. The stamp, it's a value has, that's 2 shekels. The Chesaron rocks 6 shekels, therefore he only pays 2 shekels. He only pays 2 shekels. So therefore, the Kulame, even Rashi and Bacon, I'm not sure that is, but at least Rashi always looks at this, maybe even Tosfos will agree to such stuff. Over here, yes. Rashi agrees, over here, you have to pay for the cow eating the vegetable. Yeah? You have to pay the value of the cow eating the vegetable because the owner wanted the vegetable, but what's the value of the vegetable which the cow is eating? Not 100,000. That's your dimyonot. It's not intrinsic. Intrinsic is the value of the vegetable in our case, the stamp is 2 shekels. So then you pay 2 shekels. He caused me a loss of ability to get money. No, it didn't. And the ability money is not affected at all. Whether? So therefore, no, it's 2 different claims. You got 2 claims. You destroyed this item? Yes. What's in the value of this item? 2 shekels. Yes. Do you agree to pay? I agree to pay. Moser. Okay. 2 shekels. Okay. Now, got another claim. I was going to get, by using this stamp, be able to get for my household, I was only able to get $200,000. And therefore, you now destroyed my ability to get 100,000 out of that. Yeah, now my bank account is going to miss 100,000 from using the stamp to get encouragement. So I'm making that claim. So what, you're blind. You're not losing. Your bank account is gone up. So therefore, you got that claim as thrown out of the. So therefore, there's a stamp that says you paid 2 shekels. Okay. Yes, Mr. Harris. Okay, so if it says that, it's maybe you going to go. So you pay nothing, so then the intrinsic value is for nothing. Yes. Okay. Yeah, it would be 2 people. If Reuven and Shimon owned, Reuven had 1 stamp, Shimon owned the other stamp, and Shimon lost the 1 stamp, and he's got no way again, he can make a tough effort. You damaged my ability to get money. I haven't got 100,000 yet. So you have to pay 100,000. It's only because he happens to be in the same ownership that the.
Right now, I have one
question, Mr. Goff. Yes, sir.
Why are you skipping the last word, the Tzorichiyot?
What? Now, the last word, he says Tzorichiyot. I was going to wait until Mr. Goffin's question. And Mr. Goffin's question. We'll tackle Mr. Goffin's question in a second. Next, Mr. Goffin asks the question, and I will say what the word Tzorichiyot is.
Whatever value is, waving. But right now we come to the conclusion that when he looked at this term, he saw only one. Because second was nothing. If it was garbage, he's a matter of fact, maybe even less.
Okay.
He will need to watch two steps.
Okay. So this is also that thing that maybe you know, in the rush, you shouldn't even pay me two shekels at all, because it's like the guy would never use it for the stamp. He will never use the intrinsic value of the stamp. He will never put it on the envelope because that will just really. And therefore, maybe it's like the vegetable patch, which was he will never actualize the $20 of the vegetable patch. He'll never actualize the 2 shekels worth of the stamp. And therefore, we should just look at the money he can make for his bank account, and the money he makes for his bank account. Has it been affected? That's what he's saying. So 2 shekels according to Tosis, no shekels according to us. Now, Mr. Gross' question, Sarkin, is connected to Mr. Aaron, what he said before. Why did Rabbi Yisrael say the last word, Sarkin? Why did you just say 2 shekels, maximum 2 shekels? But then he said Sarkin. Sarkin means I'm not so sure. So what's that thing that's making him not so sure? What's bothering him? What's bothering him that? This is what he likes to say. This is what he's noted to say. This is why he could, in theory, actually pass him 2 shekels. There is a slight tinge of doubt, though, that makes him say, "Sarch in" at the end. So what's the tinge of doubt? It's to do with Mr. N. How do we find intrinsic value, and how do we find this not intrinsic value? That's what's bothering. Because this whole Peshat is based on intrinsic value is what it was made originally for, as a stamp, to be posted on the letter. That's it. And everything else is not intrinsic, it's not part of it, it's just your pockets. I mean, look at your pockets, that's the whole Peshat. So you're excluding anything from intrinsic value besides what it was made and designed for. And that's what he's noted to say. The source here is, maybe that's not true, maybe intrinsic value can develop. Originally, when the guy bought it and went out to tend to it, that's what it's designed for, that's what everyone's going to use it for, and therefore that's what you do with the stamp, you put it on the envelope, that's what you use. But now, after 150 years, especially like Mr. Aaron says, you can't even use it, it's legal tender now. They say it has no use of legal tender. So therefore, even though it was designed for that, but nowadays, the public relates to the use of its intrinsic use of this stamp is to sell it as a diamond. So therefore, maybe now it's no longer a stamp; it's a diamond, and therefore intrinsic value will be 100,000. If it's intrinsic 100,000, then we don't look at your pocket; we look at what you damaged. You damaged 100,000. Don't look at the Russian. This is what he would have done himself to get 100,000. He has to be 100,000. That's the stock here of. This assessment that says maybe not. I'm trying to say it's just about 2 shekels, especially if it's going out to 10. It's more difficult to say that, and therefore it could have been that the intrinsic value is 100,000, and then you would have let that. So that's the sorach here. It's the step on this social mishpat. Shaila will carry on next week and carry on. The shir will be normal as well Wednesday.
Yishar kuch.
Rudy, am I going to contact you?
No. Let me give you my address. Okay. Are you ready?
I have it in the book.
I'll give you my address, and then because he didn't contact me.
See, Mr. Lesson is saying he's got your address because he's got the Baltimore telephone book which tells me him, tells him where your address is. It's not your address.
Okay, fine. All right, I'm done.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you.